7.
There is an enormous amount of squirming going on, and not particularly successful squirming, if squirming ever leads to escape. This is squirming into a deeper hole or an ever more painted floor into the corner squirming about Melusi Gigaba's decision to grant naturalization despite his department having denied it to the Guptas. And now we learn that the patriarch of the family, AJ Gupta, was in fact not a naturalized citizen, because after Melusi Gigaba had said, "Oh, all right, let's ignore the rules, let's make him a citizen, because he's such a fantastic South African contributor to the economy, and he employs all these people." No, he doesn't. The department said, well, one of the conditions is that he's supposed to renounce his Indian citizenship, so let's not give it to him. So he's not a naturalized citizen. And they were due to discuss that in Parliament today. And Rahima Esop of the Eyewitness News team, I haven't said those words for quite a while. Rahima is back from an academic sojourn in the United States of America. Welcome back, Rahima. And in Parliament today, this didn't happen. They were not briefed on this matter by the Home Affairs DG. Why not?
Yes, John, we expected the Director General, Mkuseli Aphelani, to appear before the committee to answer questions about how members of the Gupta family went about applying for citizenship. However, we are told that due to a scheduling conflict, the Director General and the Minister of Home Affairs were not able to attend today's meeting. And this was very surprising for a number of reasons. The first reason being that MPs who sit on this oversight committee were all in agreement that this is a matter of great public importance. If it were of such great public importance, surely a greater effort would have been made to get the Director General or a senior official from the department to explain this very important issue to lawmakers here in Parliament today. But we're told that there was a scheduling conflict and therefore they could not appear.
And I would imagine that the opposition parties were not at all happy about that. And I wouldn't be surprised if the ANC were not particularly happy about it either, because certainly more and more ANC MPs are standing up in these kind of portfolio committees and taking on senior government officials and senior ANC ministers about what they perceive as a dereliction of duty.
Absolutely. A number of issues were raised. Opposition MPs firstly said that while it was important that the DG come before the committee and explain the Gupta naturalization matter, they also wanted to hear from Melusi Gigaba himself, because as you mentioned in your intro, he was the individual, the head of the department at the time, the man who took the decision to overturn the former Director General's decision on the Gupta naturalization application. So they want to hear from him. The second issue is that the House Chairperson in Parliament, Cedric Froehlich, had sent out a press release yesterday informing four parliamentary portfolio committees to investigate all of the allegations related to state capture that involved the Gupta family. And so there was a very strong mandate from the very top that this is an issue that requires urgency, one that is very important, and that it had to be dealt with in a particular way, and that didn't happen today. So those were some of the concerns from the opposition MPs. As you mentioned, some members of the ANC were also not happy with how things transpired today. One person in particular, Maisela Kikana, he is a senior official within the SACP in Gauteng, and he very strongly said that what we need is for Melusi Gigaba to be summoned to Parliament, and it needs to happen urgently.
Thank you very much, Rahima Esop of the Eyewitness News team.